Im Yirtz Hashem, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, V'idoch Mai Hi. We're in the middle of the 18 Gzeiros that were discussed in the attics, in the Aliyos of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Gorin, mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And we've had a number of them. We're not yet up to 18. So the Gemara is asking, tell us another one of the gzeiros that were instituted in that attic. Says the Gemara, Ditnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Kol hametaltelin mivien es hatuma bo'ivi hamardea. And the halacha is as follows. We know that if a person touches a dead person is an avi avois hatuma, anyone who touches him is an av hatuma. If somebody is ma'il, he rests over a dead person, he leans over a dead person or over a grave, then he's also got the halachas and he becomes an av hatuma. He has to wait a week, he has to be sprinkled upon on day 3 and day 7, and then he can go to the mikvah and in the night he'll be tohir. There's another halacha that if a person or food or kelim are found in the same oihel, in the same domain, under the same roof as a mace, then they also have these halachas of becoming a tomei mace. The question is, what can act as a roof that if a person and the tuma is and the mace, the dead person is under the same roof, that the tuma goes from the dead person onto the live person under the same roof? So it says here, kola metaltlin. Metaltlin means any movable object, not property, not land. Any metaltlin, mevien es hatuma. If this metaltlin, if these objects, they at the same time they cover, they hover over and cover over a dead person and over a live person, the live person becomes a tomei mace. How wide do these objects have to be? Ka'ovi ba'ovi hamardea, the width of a goad, it's a stick that they used to use to hit the animals to urge them on. To get them, they had a spike at the end and the animals would move forward. How wide was a typical mardea? A typical mardea was approximately a third of a tefach wide. The diameter was a third of a tefach and its circumference was approximately a tefach. We're going to see that later on in the Gemara. Min ha-teira, oihel, something that can act as a roof is only if the whatever's acting as a roof is a tefach wide. Less than a tefach is not cannot act as a roof. So if a person who's alive and a dead person is under the same covering, but that covering is less than a tefach wide, min hatera, the live person will be toir. So it says here that the gzera was that already ba'ove hamardea, a third of a tefach, midera bonon, this person is going to become a tomei mace, as if he was in the same oihel, the same tent, as a dead person. Omer Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon argues with the Tanakama and said, akapeach es bonai, he was cursing himself, he says, let my children be cut off, chas v'sholem, that they should die. And he said this out of pain that one of the halachas had been misquoted and misrepresented. Shezu halacha mekupachas. This is a halacha that's cut off. It's not accurate. It's not true. Sheshoma hashimea v'tor. Whoever the Tanakama was, they heard what they heard, but they misunderstood what they saw and what they heard. Ho'ikar, and this is what actually happened. Ho'ikar oiver. A farmer was going umardoi al kseifoi, and this maradea that we're discussing, this stick, was on his shoulders. Ve'ihel tzidoi achas al hakever, and one end of this maradea was hovering over a kever, over a place where that person was buried. Timu oisoi mishum kelim hamahilim al hameis, and the chachomim said this person is tomei because the kli, this object was hovering, was oihel on the mace, and therefore this kli is now tomei 7 days. So the person that heard this psak, the Tanakama, they assumed that the mardeh itself acted as an oihel, And the person carrying it has the same halachas midrabbanon as somebody who was under the same oihel with a mace. The Reb Tarfon says no. He says that the maradea was hovering over the mace, so the maradea is min ha-toira, got the halachas of tomei mace, but not that it acts as an oihel on the person carrying it. The maximum is the person carrying it is going to be tomei as touching the maradea. The maradea is an avatoma because the maradea itself was certainly was oihel on the mace, on the kever. So the maradea becomes an avatoma. The person touching it becomes a rishon l'toma, and he goes to the mikveh, and in the night he's tohir. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Ani atakein sheyu divrei chachomim kayomin. I'll explain to you what the Tanakhama say and possibly mean in order that it shouldn't be a question on them. Sheyu kol hametaltelin mevien es atoma al ha'odom shen noise oison bo'ovei ha'maradea. This maradea itself is clearly toma shiva yomim, 7 days, because the maradea itself was ma'ahil al hamis. Now, if a person is holding this maradea, and we tell the and the halacha is that this person is only tuma 1 day because he's a rishoin, people are going to think that also anything that's ma'ahil, anything that hovers over a mace, is also only tuma 1 day. And that's a bad mistake, because somebody who is ma'ahil al hamace is tuma for 7 days. And therefore, the Chachomim said, in the event that the person is holding, is carrying the item, the object, which is ma'ahil al hamace, in the same way as the object is min ha-toira, the object itself is tuma 7 days, so to midrabbanon, the person is tuma 7 days. But that's providing that the maradea, or the object is holding, is the width of a third of a tefach, because that way people could get confused. People would think that in the same way as the maradea has a circumference of a full tefach, and the maradea was ma'ahil al-hamis, and is tomei 7 days, the person holding it is tomei 1 day, they might think by mistake that anything that's ma'ahil al-hamis is tomei 1 day. Therefore the Rabbanon said this person is tomei for 7 days. If, however, the diameter of the object, which is ma'ahil al-hamis, which the Odom is holding, is less than a maradea, which is less than a third of a tefach, which means its circumference is less than a tefach, people will understand there's no similarity, namely the halacha of a tefach, between the object and the regular halachas of oihel. Everybody knows an oihel is only called an oihel if it's a tefach. People might get confused and think it's not the diameter of a tefach, it's the circumference of a tefach. So the Chachomim said, people might make that mistake. So anything that has a circumference of a tefach, people may confuse that with the halachas of oihel, and therefore anyone holding such an object, at the same time that the object is an oihel al hamis, the odom is tomei 7 days. If the object is less than the circumference of a tefach, so everybody will know this has no connection whatsoever to the halachas of oihel, so people will understand that the object itself is tomei 7 days, and the person carrying it could not possibly be tomei for being under this object, for being in the same oihel with this object being an oihel bit over the person and the mace, and therefore the object which was ma'ahil al-hamis will be 7 days tomei, as all the halachas of anything ma'ahil al-hamis, and the odom holding it will just be tomei 1 day. That's what Rabbi Akiva says, that Shehiu kol ha-metaltelin mevien es ha-tuma al ha-odom shen noise oisom. Only the person who's carrying the maradea, or any object, bo'ovi ha-maradea, which is the diameter, the width of a third of a tefach, then for that person, midrabbanon, he's tomei 7 days. Val atzmon, but on the kelim themselves, on the objects themselves that are covering over the mace, b'kol chain, all kelim, even less than the width of a maradea, are also going to be tomei min ha-toira, 7 days. Val shar odom v'kelim, but other odom and kelim that are under the same roof as a mace, that's only b'pesach tefach, is if the if the oihel is width of a tefach, then min hatayra the tumah transfers from the mace to anything under the same roof as the mace, and the odom and the kelim will be tomei 7 days min hatayra. Continues the Gemara. The Omer Ibyanai, umardea she'omru, this maradea that we are speaking about, that somebody who holds this maradea and part of the maradea is hovering over the mace, that the person midrabonon becomes tomei 7 days, in b'ovyo tefach, it does not need to have in its diameter a tefach, because in which case it would be an oihel min hatayra. V'yesh behekeifo tefach, we're talking about that it's got a circumference of a tefach. V'gozru ale keifoi mishum ovyo, and the Chachomim made a gzera that since it's got a tefach in its circumference, then it's also got the lochus of being tomei 7 days, as min hatayra would be tomei if it had a tefach in its diameter. And this gzera is one of the Yud Ches Dovor, and that's the Gemara said that this is on the list of the 18 things that were nigzar in the attic of Hananya. Says the Gemara, Ul Reb Tarfin de Omar Akapeach es Buni Shehalochazu Mokupachas. According to Reb Tarfin, who doesn't agree with this, he does not agree that a Mardea, which is less than a Tefach wide, it's only a third of a Tefach wide, can be act as an Oihel in any way. Botzru Luhu, he's missing one of the 18. Omar of Nachon Bayitzchok, Afbuna is Kutim Nido is Marisoson Boy Bayoim Gozru. Then we saw this already on Daf Tezainomud base, that there's a gzeira that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok mentioned, that the little girls, even 1 day old, of the kutim, since they did not hold that the little girls can become tomei nida, so even if we do not know they became a nida, if they did become a nida, the kutim would not know about it or tell us about it. And therefore, we are gezer that all bnois kutim have the halachas of a nida. So the Gemara says that gzeira was also said Boy Bayim that day is one of the 18. Ubeidoch, Svir Leikereb Meir. And even though we said on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis that according to Rabbi Yossi, we need to have this Benois Kutim as one of the 18, because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that if somebody forgets one of the Kalim under a gutter, we learnt about this on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, according to Rabbi Yossi, he does not hold of that gezeira. He holds that Benois Kutim is one of the gezeiras. And now we're using Benois Kutim again. Says the Gemara that this Mishnah holds that, like Reb Meir, and Reb Meir holds that if he forgets the kelim under the gutter and in the field, as we saw on Daf Tezayin, is one of the 18. And therefore, if we can add on Benois Kutim here instead of the Oivah Maradea, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Continues the Gemara, V'idoch, we still have not reached 18. We need another Gezeira. What's the next Gezeira that they made in the Aliyos of Hananya? Says the Gemara as follows, Haboitzer Legas. If somebody, he's harvesting his grapes, and he's put all the grapes together in this gust, in the wine press, and just the weight of the grapes is already causing some of the liquid, some of the wine or the grape juice, to come out of the grapes. And the question is, since we know that fruits, food, can only become tomei if something tomei touches it, if before it became tomei, there was some liquid, one of the zayin mashkim, the 7 different types of liquids, if one of those liquids go onto the fruit... And the condition has to be that a person wanted the liquid. The question is here, since the liquid oozing out of the grapes, while he's harvesting them, they get lost. So do we assume that he does not want these grapes to become wet, and therefore it's not called mukhshar lekabel tuma, and therefore if the grapes become tomei, if something tomei touches the grapes, they will not become tomei? Or do we say no? We say that since this is the beginning of the process of the harvesting, he wants the juice to come out of the grapes. Says the Gemara, Shammai oimer huchshar. Shammai is machmir and said that these grapes that became wet are called muchshar lekabel tuma, and if a sheretz, for example, would touch these grapes, the grapes would be tomei. Hillel says, since you don't want this liquid to come out of the grapes, it's not ready for that yet, then it's not called mukhshar. Omale Hillel l'shamay. Hillel said to Shammai, you Shammai are guys, you hold that in the grapes are mukhshar l'kabel tuma, but you didn't say that olives that are being harvested and also get wet, some of the oil oozes out of the olives, there you didn't say that the olives become mukhshar. Why do you, Shammai, hold that the grapes are mukhshar l'kabel tuma, and therefore you have to make sure that all the kalim that you use are tahir, but in the case of the olives, you didn't say that all the kalim you use when you're harvesting the olives have to be tahir. Obviously you hold that the oil oozing out of the olives is not makhshir the olives to become tuma. Why are the grapes any different? Omale, Shammai said to Hillel, "Im takniteini, if you provoke me, gozreini tuma af ala masika, I'll make a gzeira that also the olive press, also the olives are called b'chiyutan. You want the oil to come out, and therefore the olives are going to become mukhshar lekabel tuma. And therefore, all the kalim that you use for the oils have to be tahir." Noatsu Cherev beBeis HaMedrash, they stuck a sword in the Beis HaMedrash. Omru, they said, HaNichnas Yikonis, anyone who wants to come in, anyone who's in, stays in. V'hayotze al yotze, and anybody who wants to go out should not leave. Why? Because they wanted to be moine, they wanted to count, so to speak, to vote, who the halacha is going to be like. Are more Talmidim going to hold like Shammai or like Hillel? Hillel, even though he was the Nasi, he was sitting there like all the other Talmidim with tremendous humility in front of Shammai. It was a difficult day for Klal Yisrael, like the day of the Egel, when the calf was done, that Hillel, who was the Nasi, had to sit there humbly the way he did. V'gozur Shammai v'Hillel v'lo kiblu minayu. They made the gezeira, but the Talmidim were not makabel. They were machmir like Shammai. Everybody, Hillel, agreed that the halach is going to be like Shammai, but the Talmidim did not accept the gezeira. V'asu Talmidayu, and then later on, at some point, it could be it was the same day. Tosfos says on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis that it was on the same day the Talmidim Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went into the attics of Hananya, and gozur v'kiblu minayu, and then the Talmidim did accept that halachas like Beis Shammai to be machmir with the grapes in the during the harvesting, that they are mukhshar lekabel tuma. Maitama, why were they machmir that the grapes should be mukhshar lekabel tuma? Omer b'ziri, Omer b'chananya, Reb Chanina, gezeira shemo yivatzrenu b'kupois tumeois. It's true that at this point you don't want the wine to come out, and therefore it should be toyer. But Shammai says, no, we're going to say that it is considered as if it's mukhshar lekabel tuma. Why? Because maybe you'll use baskets that are tomei. And if you use baskets that are tomei, even if the fruits, if the food was not mukhshar lekabel tuma, but if any of the liquids are touching the fruits whilst they're in tomei baskets, even if you did not want the liquids there, it's considered mukhshar lekabel tuma, and therefore they said that these liquids are always makhshir the peiros, the grapes, to be tomei, and therefore you'll be makbid to always make sure that the baskets are tahir. Says the Gemara, Honi chalamanda oma kli tomei choishev mashkin shapir. That's very good, according to the opinion, according to Reb Meir, who holds that if you put fruits and they get wet in a tomei kli, that they become mukhshar lekabel tuma, then I understand you. Elo lamanda oma, according to Reb Yosi, that ein kli tomei choishev mashkin, that the fact that it's in a tomei kli does not mean that any liquids there become able to machshir the peiros for tuma. Michael Amema, what are you going to say? Why was Shammai a geyser on the wine, on the grapes that became wet from the juice that came out of the grapes? Why are you being geyser? There should be mukhshir lekabel tuma. Ela omer ziri omer of chanino, a different geyser, another explanation. Geyser shemo yivatzrenu bekupois mezuvofois. We're afraid that you might do the harvesting in, or you might put the grapes in the process of harvesting in baskets that are not, they are waterproof, and they're pitched, they have some waterproof lining in it, and since it's waterproof, then any liquid will not get lost. If it will not get lost, then you're very happy for the liquid to start coming out. That's what you're going to do in the wine press. You're going to squeeze the grapes. Very good, it should start now. And in which case, it's definitely chiyutan. It's definitely you want the liquids there. If you want it there, then it could be machshir lekabel tuma. And therefore, you need to have the kelim all have to be toher, because the kelim can make the fruit tomei if the liquid on them is liquid you wanted there. And therefore, Shammai made the gzera that whenever you're harvesting grapes, they are machshir lekabel tuma from the juice that came out. Rava Omar, Rava gives a different explanation. Gzeira mishum hanoishchis. Sometimes the clusters of grapes are attached to each other, and when you separate them and you want to separate them, it's inevitable that some of the juice is going to come out. And since you're doing an act and you want to do this act of separating the clusters, and you know that doing this act even is going to take out some of the juice, even though you don't necessarily want the juice, but you know it's going to happen, therefore it's called chiyutan. You want this liquid because you want to separate the clusters, and therefore it's mukhshir lekabel tuma. Rav Nachman Omar Rabbi Baravua, he gives a different explanation why they were geyser. Pa'omim sh'odom hoylich lekarmoy leida imigia anovim libatzira. Sometimes a person goes out to his vineyard and he wants to check whether the grapes are ready to be harvested, or not. V'noitel eshkel anovim, he takes a cluster of grapes, l'soichtoi, and he squeezes them, u'mezalif al gabe anovim, and he sprinkles on top of the other grapes, and he can tell from the juice coming out of the grapes whether the grapes are ripe enough to be squeezed into wine. U'beshas betzira, and at the time that he's harvesting all the grapes and he's taking them off the tree, adayin mashke tofeach aleim, these drops of grape juice are still wet on them, because a fruit cannot become mukhshir lekabel tuma whilst it's still attached to the ground. So he sprinkled some of this juice on the grapes that were still attached to the tree, to the vine. It's not yet mukhshir lekabel tuma. But if a few minutes later you're going to harvest them and you're going to cut off these grapes and they are still wet, since they became wet, you wanted them to be wet because you intentionally sprinkled that grape juice in order to test those grapes. Therefore it's b'chiyutan, and therefore Shammai made the gzeira and everybody accepted it, that the grapes that are wet from this juice whilst being harvested are considered midrabonon as being mukhshir lekabel tuma. Continues the Gemara. V'idach, we need another one to get to 18. Omar Tovi Rishba. Tovi, who was a hunter, Omar Shmuel, said in the name of Shmuel the following halacha. Af gidulei truma truma. If a person takes seeds or fruits of truma, and instead of giving it to the kohen, he plants it in the ground. So the halacha is that min ha-teira, when he plants it in the ground, it becomes bottle, it loses its status of truma. The Chachomim said, and this is one of the Bayayim Gozru, one of the 18 things, they said that the truma that you plant in the ground, everything that grows from this plantation has the same status as the truma that you put into the ground. And the same way as the truma you put into the ground, you should have given to the Kohen. Don't try and just and be a miser and not give it to the Kohen and plant it in the ground. It won't help you anything, because everything that grows from this truma is going to have the status of truma. You're going to have to give it to the Kohen. And therefore, people won't do this, and they'll give it to the Kohen the way they should. Explains the Gemara, my Tama, why did they make this gezeira? Like we explained, Omar of Chanina, gezeira mishum truma tahira b'yad Yisrael. A Yisrael who's got truma tahira, he's supposed to give it to the Kohen, and to make sure that he doesn't plant it instead of giving it to the Kohen, they made a gezeira that planting it won't help you anything, because everything that grows from it will have the status of the truma. Omar Rava, Rava says, I don't understand. Icha shidi lehocha, afrushe nami lelifrushu. The halacha is min ha-teira, and even midrabanon, strictly speaking, you do not need to take more than one little kernel for truma. You don't need to take a substantial amount for truma. Chito achas poiteres esakri, a single kernel of wheat, it makes the whole pile of wheat be potter, not be tevel. It's enough for truma. So if you're such a miser and you don't want to give the kohen a substantial amount of wheat, give him one kernel. Who told you to take truma a substantial amount? And if you took so much truma, then give it to the kohen. Elo Omar Rova, Yisrael, kiven de efshel lemevat chito achas, kudu Shmuel, v'loi ka'ovid, hemunei mehemna. So the truth is, not like we said before, that a Yisrael who has truma, then we trust that anything that he separated as truma is going to give to the kohen. Elo gezeru mishum truma tameo biat kohen. We have a different issue here. A kohen was given truma, it became tamei. He's not allowed to eat it, he has to burn it. So this kohen's got an idea. He says, I'll plant this truma, min ha-Torah will become bottle, and then at least I won't need to burn the truma, I'll be able to use it so that there'll be more fruits. And the fruits or anything, the vegetables, the harvest, the grains, anything that grows after it, will not have the status of truma, and at least I've gained something. The problem is, Dilma Mashi Lolegabe, he might keep this truma tamea in his home for any length of time, va'osi le detakol, and chas v'sholem, something could happen, a person could eat it, and that's severely also to eat truma tamea. And why is he keeping it in his home and not burning it straight away? Because he wants to plant it. So to avoid this happening, the Chachomim said, you kohen, even if you have truma tamea, if you plant it, it won't help you anything. We're going to give everything that grows from this plantation, we're going to give it the status of truma tamea, you're going to have to burn it. And therefore the kohen would have nothing to gain, and as soon as truma becomes tamei, he'll burn it. Continues the Gemara, v'idach, we still need another one, we're not at 18 yet. Omer Reb Chiya bar Ami mishmei de Ula, who said in the name of Ula, af mi shehichshich loy baderech, noisein kisoy lenochri, boy bayoyim gozru. The halacha is, if a person's going in Rosh Hashanah and it's about to be Shabbos, and Shabbos comes in, and he remembers he's carrying something, and you're not allowed to carry Daladamas by Rosh Hashanah in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So, min ha-Torah, what can you do? You can go walk a few steps less than Daladamas and stop. Akira, Anocha within Daladamas and stop. And then take another few steps, another Akira, another Hanocha within Dalad Amos, within four Amos, and stop. And you can go all the way home like this. Technically speaking, that should be Mutter. The Chachom said no. The Chachom said, we're afraid that you're going to go more than Dalad Amos. You're going to carry in Rosh Hashanah, and that's severely Asa. And therefore, give it to a Goy. The Goy should carry it home for you, but you're not allowed to go Pochis, Pochis, mi Dalad Amos on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, V'idoch. We need one more. We're up to number 18. What's the 18th? Omar Bali, Omar Avimi, San Vesor. Bavimi from a place called San Vesor said as follows. Piton, the bread of Goyim, Veshamnon, and the oil of Goyim, Veyenom, and the wine of Goyim, Ubnoiseem, and Yichud, with the girls of the Goyim, Kulon Yutches Dovarhein, it's a single gezera. You're not allowed to eat Pasakum, the bread of a goy, or use the oil or Stam Yenom, wine of a goy, in order to keep a distance from the goyim, because if you don't keep a distance, Chas V'Shalom, one could come and be over on the Issa Yichud with one of the girls of the goyim. So we wanted to keep a distance, and therefore they made this gezera called Piton Shamnon V'Yenom. Kulon miyut chesdovar, it's a single gezeira, according to Rashi. Says the Gemara, ha nicha l'Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir that we saw on Daf Tezayin Omud Beis, that he says that if one leaves or one forgets the kelim under the gutters and in the fields, as we saw on Daf Tezayin, that's one of the yud chesdovar. So we have 18 now, and Rashi says what the 18 are. He says we had two right at the beginning. One is about the issa of delousing one's clothes on Shabbos, and the other one is about reading with the light of a lamp. That's two. We had another 9, which is that first Mishnah we mentioned on Daf Yud Dalad, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where we had 9 things which are poisel es ha-truma, that makes truma tomei, midirabonon. So that's 11. And then we had Tzinoir, according to Reb Meir. We had Maradea that we learned today, Bnois Kutim, Boitzer, and Gidulei Truma. v'noisein kisoi to the goy, upiton reshamnon, which is one, that's exactly 18. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara Elul Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, who says that the tzinoir is not one of the Yud Ches Dovar, you're missing one. Shev Suri Havyon, you only have 17 gzeiros. Says the Gemara, Ika Hod Rav Acha Bar Ada, the Omer Rav Acha Bar Ada, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Gozru Al Piton Mishum Shamnon, they were gozer not to eat Pas Akum, a gzeira because of the Shemen of Akum. Va'al Shamnon, and they made a gzeira not to use the Shemen of the goy, Mishum Yenom, in order not to use the wine. And now the Gemara asks, before it carries on even the Braisa, the Gemara carries on and says, I don't understand. Al piton mishum shamnon, you said that, the Chachomim said, you're not allowed to eat the bread of a goy in order not to come to eat the shemen of the goy, my ulme shemen mipas. Why is shemen worse than bread? They're both two commodities that belong to a goy, or they come from a goy. Why should one be more osser than the other? Why should shemen be more osser than the bread? And you make a gzeira not to eat the bread in order not to use their oil. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo gozru al piton v'shamnon mishum yeinom. The bread and the oil, it's a single type of commodity that we're not allowed to use because you might drink stam yeinom of a goy. V'al yeinom, why were they gozer on the wine of a goy, mishum b'neseim, in order not to be over on the Issa Yichud with them. Val b'neseim, why did they make the gzeira of the b'neseim of the goyim? Mishum dova achir, in order not to come. If you get too close to the goyim, you might serve avodah zarah. If you transgress Yichud with a goy, with one of the girls of the goyim, then in order to do an avera with her, she might make you serve avodah zarah. And all that is one gzeira. And now there's another gezeira which Rabbi Yossi is going to use. What's the other gezeira? Al dover acher mishum dover acher. There was a gezeira of something else because of something else. The Gemara asks, "My dover acher? What's this something else that there was a gezeira?" Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, and this is the 18th according to Rabbi Yossi. Gozru al tinoik nochri shemetame beziva. Shelo yehi tinoik Yisrael rogil etzloi b'mishkav zochor. The halacha was that all the boys of the goyim have the halachas of being a zov, even though they're not zov. We hold them as being severely tomei, as if they would be a zov, in order that the children in Klal Yisrael should not go anywhere near the children of the goyim, because getting too close to the children of the goyim could get them to be over some very serious isurim of mishkav zocher. Says the Gemara, okay, so that's this 18th gezeira according to Rabbi Yossi. Does Rabbi Meir not agree with that gezeira of that the tinoik nochri is got the status of a ziva? According to Rabbi Meir, you now have 19, and we said there's only 18. Says the Gemara, oichlin v'kelim shenitmu b'mashkin b'chodeh choshev luhu. We saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the sugya on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Omud, we saw that oichlin v'kelim shenitmu b'mashkin, if either food items or vessels, they became tomei from liquids, then according to the Issur d'Rabbanon, one of the Yud Ches Dvorim, is that those oichlin and kelim, if they then touch truma, the truma will become posel, and this was discussed at length previously, I'm sure you all remember. So the Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, oichlin and kelim, since it's the same type of gzeira, you can consider those two as being one in the Yud Ches Dvarim, and therefore in that Mishnah you don't have 9, you only have 8 to make up for the extra one of Rab Meir. So now we've finished the Heilige Sugya, all Sugyas are Heilig, but the Holy Sugya, famous Sugya of Yud Ches Dvarim, we now have learnt and understood well the 18 gzeiros that were made in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkia ben Gorin. And now we're going to move on to the next Mishnah, and coincidentally, or maybe not coincidentally, we're starting now another list. It happens to be, according to the Rambam, this is the third list of 18 gzeiros in this Perek. Bishamai Oimrim, says the Mishnah, Ein Shoyrin, one may not soak dyoi, ink, v'samonim, or dyes, v'kereshinin, is a type of animal food. You're not allowed to soak them on Erev Shabbos, elo kadesh yishayru mi'bo'id yoyim, unless you have enough time that they can get soaked before Shabbos sets on. If you're soaking them so close to Shabbos that the time Shabbos arrives, they are not yet soaked, you're not allowed to do this on Erev Shabbos. B'shilil matirin, b'shilil say it's mutar. Another one, that was the first three. Dyoi, Samonim, and Krishin. B'shama Imrim, number four, what's the next? Machlekas B'shama and B'shilil. Ein noisnim unin shel pishton. You're not allowed to put bundles of flax l'toicha tanur into the oven on Erev Shabbos. Elo kadei sheyehavilu mibo'id yoyim, unless you have enough time that they get well heated up before Shabbos comes in. And number five, v'lo yesat tzemer lo yoyre, nor are you allowed to put wool into the container, the big pot that it was used to color the wool. Elo kadei sheyikloit ho'ayin, unless there's enough time that the wool can absorb the color before Shabbos comes in. Or b'shilil matir, and b'shilil say it's mutter even to put it in the last minute. B'shama Umrim, this is number six. Ein porsin metzudeis chaya, number seven. Va'oifois, eight. V'dogim, you're not allowed to open up a trap to catch chayois, wild animals, birds, or fish before Shabbos. Elo kadesh yotzudu miboid yoim, unless there's enough time that whatever you're trying to catch, chayos, oifos, or dogim, could enter your net before Shabbos sets in. Basil and Matirin, Basil say you're allowed to put such a net out as long as you put it out before Shabbos. It doesn't matter how close to Shabbos. The next one, number nine, says the Mishnah, Beis Shama Umrim, Ein Moichrin Lenochri. You're not allowed to sell an item to a goy on Erev Shabbos. Ve'ein toyanin imoy, you're not allowed to help the goy load onto his donkey. Ve'ein magbiin olov, you're not allowed to lift a load onto the back of the goy. That's 9, 10, and 11. Elo kadesh yagia lemokim koriv, unless he's got time to get to the first place that he could get to before Shabbos comes in. But if by default there's no other way out, put it, the goy is going to carry whatever you've loaded onto his donkey or onto his back, or you've sold him, is going to be carrying it in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and it's not possible for him to reach his destination before Shabbos, it's osa. Or b'shilil matirin, b'shilil say it's muta. B'shama imrim, this is number 12. Ein noisnin oirois le'abdon, you're not allowed to give skins to a tanner to make leather. You cannot give your clothes to a launderer, nochri to a goy, elo kadesh yasu miboid yoim, unless he has time that he could do his work, his melacha, before Shabbos sets in. V'kulon b'shilil matirim mimashemesh, b'shilil says, as long as you've done these melachas before Shabbos sets in, before the sun sets, it's mutter. Omer Rabshim ben Gamliel, Rabshim ben Gamliel, in spite of the fact that he belonged to the camps of Beis Hillel, he says, Noegin hoyu Beis Abba, in his father's house, shall you noisnim kli lovon lekoivis, they would give their clothes to the launderer. Nochri was a goy, shloisha yomim koidim leShabbos, they would make sure to give it to him 3 days before Shabbos, certainly not on Erev Shabbos. So even though they belonged to the camps of Beis Hillel, they were not makel in this halacha like Beis Hillel. Continues the Mishnah, v'shovin elu ve'elu, b'shama and b'shilil both agreed, she'toyanin koyrois beis habad, you're allowed to place the beams, the heavy stones, the planks of wood, onto the olives in the olive press, and the igule, the hagas, and the round planks of wood to put onto the grapes in the wine press. You're allowed to do that even just moments before Shabbos, even though the oil and the wine is going to get pressed out during the duration of Shabbos, it's mutter. And to understand all these halachas, Emet Hashem, we're going to learn in the future shiurim.